Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
But what I was going to tell you is, and this may be something that you would like, seeing as how you're a little trepidatious about the future of technology and AI.
Yeah.
Apparently, the new social currency in the world is getting offline.
Oh, that's the new one?
Which is what made me think of this as you were talking about, well, we were talking about AI.
Yeah.
It's like maybe there's just going to become two worlds
yeah.
where people are...
You're connected or not.
Yeah, you're either with it or you're not. And yeah. there's going to be a lot of people like you and I that will probably be outside of it and don't... I mean, I'm not on social media.
Yeah.
Like, social media... See, I've always thought that it doesn't do any good to worry about what's coming because you can't predict it.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. This stuff twists and turns so fast and so wildly... you're going to spin yourself in circles trying to predict it.
Sure.
So you take it as it comes.
Yeah.
I've always kind of thought in my head that social media, and again, you can say I'm an idiot for thinking this, I've always just kind of in the back of my head thought that social media was a fad.
Sure.
And it would go away.
Yeah.
Well, of course, other people are going, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, it's everything yeah. now. Well, no, it isn't everything now. As a matter of fact, I think social media sucks. I tried it in my life. Yeah. I gave it a whirl. I didn't like it. I actually had a lot to give up by giving it up, seeing what I do for a living, and yet I still gave it up.
Yeah.
So if I'm like that and I'm just some average Joe, there are going to be so many other people thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe eventually enough people will come around or something better will come and replace it that it will just be a fad. This is how I think. Okay. So now all of a sudden, here we are years later, and what is happening is... they are saying digital minimalism is so on the rise, particularly among rich people, that it is the new luxury. Hmm. Now, a lot of people can't afford to be off of it.
Sure.
Right? Like, that goes against what I'm saying. It's like, how could it be a fad when you, like, have to be on there, right? Yeah. But there's the new thing is that the wealthiest people are shunning social media, and they're slapping their smartphones in a drawer, mm-hmm. and... their life is lived mostly offline and incognito. That's becoming cool. That is becoming easier. It is becoming the way of life
yeah.
in certain circles. And that, I think, will catch on.
And it will be, is because someone just said, hard to put that into practice, for me at least. And yeah, like you said, there's probably some people that life won't allow you to do that. But I also think that there's a lot of people that could do it. They just don't want to.
Exactly.
They're
try
going,
it.
I think this way all the time when I hear stories about kids that are like being cyberbullied. And that breaks my heart that some poor kid is thinking about killing themselves and their life is miserable because of online, you know, taunts. And I don't want anyone to feel that way. And I always get that you don't understand. And I probably don't. But I can't help it. I always have the thought of delete it. And they're like, well, it's still out there. Yeah, but you don't see it. Like, if every day you log on to your Instagram account and people are on there, like your schoolmates, calling you the world's biggest piece of crap and it makes you want to kill yourself...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Delete it. You don't. And they're like, you have to be on Instagram. No, you don't.
It's a challenge, though, for kids. Yes, because but you are still being talked about on those services, but even if you're not on there.
I understand, but you don't have to see it.
Well, not only that, but you don't have to. Like, my kid is 24. He grew up in the social media era. Yeah. He is not on it that much. Yeah. He says it's not that hard to just put it away.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can. Exactly. It's a choice.
Yeah.
It really is. And it may take work, just like anything else.
Yeah.
But you can do it. There's a company called Sofar, S-O-F-A-R, and it serves people, new artists, without the intervention of an algorithm. It's a the CEO of the company's been out there speaking lately about things like we're talking about.
Sure.
It says, the company was created to give artists a chance to actually authentically connect with audiences in a way that hasn't been overly controlled by mass entertainment. In a world where dating, music discovery, and the flow of information is largely controlled by algorithms, there's a movement brewing to push people back to in-person hangs where they can encounter serendipity and make connections the old school way. Getting offline is the new social media, new social currency. The phrase offline is the new luxury. It has been slowly bubbling up on social media. Some posted along with photos of their lavish vacations around the world. Some speculate that the wealthiest people will soon shun social media and smartphones in favor of a life lived mostly offline. Digital minimalism is on the rise, with some people posting less on social media and keeping more of their lives private after a decade of sharing photos of their every meal online.
That's all. Look,
that's, you knew this was the way it was going to go, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just got too much.
Yeah.
Too much, too fast. We recalibrate.
Yeah.
We figure it out. And what comes next, and nobody could have predicted that, right? So what comes next, who knows?
Yeah.
But
dumb cell phones are on the rise.
I'm sorry, what?
Dumb cell phones?
Yeah, like just the old
phones. The opposite of a smartphone, basically. Yeah,
I think that's what it's saying.
Yeah, texting, phone calls,
that's it.
And podcast. Like, you can listen. You can still listen to music and podcasts, but no internet, no crazy access to all that stuff.
Well, they're now saying going offline, even for a week, is like the biggest investment you can make, and it's the most luxurious thing you can do.
Well,
like you said, not everybody can do it.
Yes,
depending on what they do and how they interact, but you can over time, for sure. It is a choice. You just have to make that choice.
You said that would make me happy. Yes, that makes me happy to hear that. I just don't want my kids, and I don't want society to lose, I don't know, what it means to be human. Like, I hear stories about, like, you know, people that, you know, from a dating standpoint, or again, like, whether that's concert music, theater, everything. The human interaction is what we're supposed to do. And you read all about now that people are the most depressed, the most anxious, the most all of these things. And it's weird that as life has gotten easier, it seems the people are less happy and more anxious and more drug riddled and all of that stuff. And I don't know, I just think, and maybe I'm dumb, but I got to believe all that stuff is interconnected.
The human connection will never change.
Yeah.
Because
I hope so.
How could that, like, humans have to connect. That it's at the fiber of our being. And so, as social media continues to just be AI riddled and algorithm riddled, of course people are seeing that. Now, it used to be that, like, again, we're going to sound like relics, but when social media started, it was a way to keep in, like for me, I had Facebook because I could keep in touch with the people that I didn't live in the same state as. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was great.
Yeah.
But it has devolved into something completely,
completely different. Yeah.
And so I got off of it. I'm like, that's not, none of this is working for me anymore. Forget it. More people are understanding that it's algorithm driven. Yeah. That's not real.
Bots.
Bots and all this stuff. And it's just, it takes time and it's slow, but people are recalibrating.
I hope so.
That's what's happening. Yeah. And what comes next?
We'll see.
Who effing knows?
I want to have faith in humanity. I just, I do. It's the one thing that scares me just a little bit when I kick forward and you see all these people now, you know, that AI is putting out of jobs and you hear about, you know, my son's in school, is finishing, he's graduating. He's a couple years ago when he decided to start, he was writing code. And I was like, dude, that's awesome. Like, that's like, you will always have a job. And now all of a sudden it's like, well,
will you?
maybe you won't.
Tell him to go drive a truck. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Right. Like, I understand that all of those things can make companies more money and be more profitable. But God, is that what's best for us?
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.